Well, we are his cabinet members. We try to be realistic. If our prime minister, our leader, if he lost the confidence of the president and also lost the confidence of the parliament when 140 MPs wrote a petition or raised a motion, then we don't see a hope in this government to stand and function. So the best interest for the public is that our prime minister lead us to resign and that a new government which has the confidence of the parliament and the president be established.
Mr. Minister, the way I understand it was that there was supposed to be a vote in parliament and twice that vote did not take place. So that means democratically there should be a vote. You are not giving the prime minister a chance. Why not have a vote?
Actually, it's the parliament that wants to vote, but a very small minority of MPs loyal to the prime minister that is stopping the voting to happen. Very small minority of about 20 is making noise and bringing bosses in the parliament and threatening that people to sign in. That's what the problem is. But the government members, the ministers, would like to see voting to happen so that the parliament will give us the confidence or will give us no confidence, and then other people will have a chance.
Let's assume that the prime minister does not resign. What happens?
What will happen is the president will appoint another prime minister, and that prime minister will go and face the parliament and ask a vote of confidence. And once that prime minister has a vote of confidence, then the prime minister will appoint ministers.
There is supposed to be a conference in Copenhagen today, Monday, on Somalia. Let's assume that this conflict continues. What sort of message is Somalia sending to the international community?
Well, actually, the aim of the conference is to evaluate the new deal contract that we have with the donors. 1 year ago, Somalia sat with the donors in a format that's called a new deal, where the support that the world is giving to Somalis, the Somali themselves will have a say in it. And today it's turning 1 year, and we would like to again meet and face the donors and talk about what has been achieved, what has not been achieved, and what were the problems. So I think this will not have any impact, because the donors as well as the government, they prepared themselves to share and exchange and compare notes and see how we further can help the situation in Somalia together.